Good evening. Welcome to this special City Council regular session and work session for the City of Junction City on Wednesday, February 26, 2025. Call this meeting to order at 6:30 PM. If you would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call. Councilor Thomas?
Here.
Councilor Washburn?
Here.
Councilor Seneca?
Here.
Councilor Leach?
Here.
Councilor Jameson?
Here.
Councilor Hancock?
Here.
Okay, all present. No changes to the agenda, correct? Okay. Moving right along, item number three, archaeological review for sewer treatment plant properties. Director Capping.
Thanks, sir. So this is a request to have the council review the scope of work and bid for the archaeological review for the properties that will be used for the sewer treatment plant. Willamette Cultural Resources has provided archaeological reviews for properties that we currently own. They did Alderdale and Raintree for us, so they're familiar with our properties, our kind of expectation of their work. So this review would be for all the tax lots out at the wastewater plant, tax lot 900, 701, 700, 702, and 602. The cost to do this work is a little bit steep, but it's for every piece of property we own out there, so they'd all be done. We wouldn't have to go back and do this again when we started the work on the plant. None of the work on the plant can start until this review is done. So we really don't have a lot of choice here. So because Willamette Cultural has done all the work for us in the past, we had them do another scope of work and bid for this job because we've been real happy with the way their work is went and what they've found and the way they found it and what their requirements are once they find something. So total cost for this project is $142,597. Right now, Willamette Cultural has some time on the books to do this work in the fall. So I wanted to get it for you guys soon enough so we could book them for that spot and make sure that we tie up that time and somebody else doesn't tie it up so we can get that work done. So this did go to the Public Works Committee on March 3rd, and they recommended sending it to Council for final approval, and there is a motion on the back if you so choose to approve this.
Would that have been February 3rd?
February 3rd, okay. Sorry. I was writing all this stuff on March 3rd when I did this. I will correct that.
I'm assuming, too, not 2024.
Sorry. Well, mine went 2024, but it probably wasn't for this property.
So, Gary, is there no way that we could do, like, half of it and with this price and maybe...
We could do portions of it. To us, it makes more sense since they're there to do the whole thing and get it done and out of the way. The question is, which portion do we do? Which part of the sewer treatment plant goes first? Do we put a sewer line down the back side? Are we starting the plant on the front side? So depending on what lays out for the property, that's the piece that's going to have that agricultural study done. So when we looked at this, it made more sense for us to try and pick it all off at one time and be done with it than break it up, but we certainly can't break it up if you guys want to do that.
Where's the money coming from?
It'll come out of the sewer SDC fund, out of next year's budget.
And you say hopefully they would start this fall. How long do they estimate it will take to do it?
It's a lot of property.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take the majority of fall, and I would venture maybe even a little bit of winter for them to get it all done. It depends on how many pits they have to dig per acre, and I can't remember what that breaks out to off the top of my head. They did a pretty good breakdown sheet in the back of this, but the number of pits could also change if they find anything. An arrowhead, a firestone, from what they call it. To me, it looked like a rock. Firestone, whatever. That could change how many pits they have to dig. So I mean, I would say winter. It's going to take a bit. There's 200 acres out there.
Yes.
But like you said, we know it has to be done.
Yes, it does. Yep. And the cost is probably only going to go up the longer we wait.
True.
It's not going to, it's definitely not going to go down.
No.
Any additional questions from council for Director Kepi? On page 2 are possible actions for the council to take.
I make a motion to approve the Willamette Cultural Resources Association to provide their archaeological survey for the sewer treatment plant properties at the cost not to exceed $142,597 and authorize the Public Works Director to sign the necessary document.
I'll second that.
Thank you both. Motion was made by Councilor Washburn, seconded by Councilor Leach, to approve the Willamette Cultural Resources Association to provide an archaeological survey for the sewer treatment plant properties at a cost not to exceed $142,597 and authorize the Public Works Director to sign the necessary documents. Is there any further discussion? Is there any public comment from those in the audience? Is there any public comment from those of the audience that's online? Okay. Seeing none, Councillor Thomas, how do you vote?
It's yes, we have to. There's no other way around it.
Councillor Washburn?
Yes.
Councillor Seneca?
Yes.
Councillor Leach?
Yes.
Councillor Jameson?
Yes.
And Councillor Hancock?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, every council. Passes unanimously. Okay, at this time, I would like to adjourn the regular session at 6:38. Okay, and I call the work session to order at also at 6:38 p.m. Item 2, budget discussion, Administrator Canole.
So, for the council tonight is, I had asked to talk about budget. Before I delve into things, I want to make a couple of things super clear so there's no doubt where I'm at, what I'm saying. A couple of things. First thing, nothing's on fire. We're looking, the information you have before you tonight is a forecast of what we're looking at as our third draft of next year's budget. The intent behind this is to start some discussions a little earlier before we get ourselves in a spot of being in an issue. I'm not looking for any decisions on anything tonight. That's not the intent tonight. Tonight is intended to be informational for folks to get us all on the same page so we can start moving down a path to have discussions. Some of these, so for me, this is the first time kind of doing it this way. Typically, when we budget stuff doesn't start coming out until we get closer to budget committee. But I wanted the council to be aware of what we're doing, where we're going, kind of what we're seeing. So when we get to budget committee time, there's not a surprise where you're headed on what the heck are you doing? We didn't know what's going on. Now, I will say we're not looking to cut anything next year in the next upcoming budget. We're looking to be status quo, keep where we're at today. We're not looking at any changes in next year's budget, whether it be staffing or otherwise. That's all going to stay where we're at today's levels. That said, I want to kind of jump into a couple of things because part of what's driving us looking at budget this year is what we're seeing normally in growth, plus the impacts, the and potential impacts of the sewer moratorium, the building moratorium in town. Because traditionally, especially for general funds, we rely on gaining significant amounts, typically in property taxes every year. As the base is kind of at 3%, which is what's allowable by law, but then we have what above that is usually growth. Typically, we're in the 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think this year we're close up to almost 10% this year growth in property taxes. We know that's going to peter off going forward because we're going to have a number of years under the moratorium. It's not completely zero, but it's way less than what we normally do. That has ripple effects. Property taxes, SDC funds, and our building department. Probably the most impacted by that. With that said, I kind of wanted to point out the SDCs. The city right now, we have water, sewer, streets, and parks that we collect system development charges on new residential buildings. Water and sewer, from a staff perspective, we're not too terribly concerned about those at this moment because we're in that phase where the city is going to be spending those funds based on projects. They're kind of defined. We talked about them for quite a while yesterday. Where we're kind of concerned and want to flag to watch is parks. Right now we have a big chunk in parks, but we don't have a way over at least the next 8 to 10 years to a way to really replenish that as we go forward. So it's more of a flagging as a, let's keep in the back of our minds. Yeah, we have $1 million in there right now, but once we spend it, it's probably gone for the next 10, 15 years probably to get back up to those kind of dollar amounts that we're at today. So just more as a friendly reminder more than anything else. But you'll notice going into this year, we're going to show a lot less fees going into all of the SDCs because we're based off of the 20 EDUs that we have, the 20 connections. So all of our numbers, everything that figure is based off of that, whereas in the past we were probably 40 to 60. So, so it's a pretty significant drop in dollars going in. Just kind of want to flag that for everybody. Going into our building fund, that's probably the first one where we start to have concerns where we're going to, staff is recommending to council to keep an eye on as we go forward. Because the building department is not funded by property taxes or general revenue. They are building permits and those associated fees only. That's all of their revenue. What we're looking at this year, based on the third draft, showing that based on some conservative numbers, we're going to drop by about $230,000 in that fund. We have quite a bit of money in there, so because we knew there might come a time where things are going to be drier, we wanted to have a little fund balance to give the city time to be able to react and look at things and come up with decisions, so we didn't have to make a knee-jerk reaction. Director Capping's done well with the, like I said, basing that off of 20. There's other things he's looking at to hopefully maybe increase some revenue. We do have the IGA with Harrisburg where we provide building services there. So that could be, we could end up easily being more than what we're at today. But I wanted to flag, based on our fiscal policies, this one's a fund that's going to be declining in the proposed budget. I'm not saying we need to do anything at this moment, but it's definitely one we're going to want to watch. Just because the numbers look like they're going to be that way, that this is truly going to be a declining, we've got a limited, probably in the next fiscal year, the city's going to want to look at some decisional points on what it wants to do as far as how we continue to provide those services. Mm-hmm. There's a variety of options. The city used to contract out this back in the past. I'm not saying that's what we're talking about doing at this point, but during the year, I would anticipate Director Capping watching the numbers and probably bringing back to F&J, since that's where technically building a planning report to his finance and judiciary, start having some conversations about it about a year from now if the numbers hold true, start having those kinds of conversations. Questions on SDCs or building before I get to it? So it's with these, I did attach the draft budget. Keep in mind they are a draft, so things are still subject to change, but I wanted to give it so you guys could see where I'm coming from with my numbers. Court is the first one where it's kind of a, I don't want to say a mixed bag, but it's kind of a mixed bag. We accomplished the goal of getting the fund back positive, which was great. That's where what we wanted to do. But what we're looking at least at the moment, that we're going to lose some ground. So right now, it's just something we want to keep an eye on as we go forward, kind of depending on how things shake out. Happy to see it's positive, but not so happy to see that we may go decrease again. I always like to try to flag the ones that we have a decrease in balance. When this works its way through, there'll be discussions at a committee level as to what has changed, what not. Again, I'm not proposing any kind of changes to court. It's just one of those I think we need to keep an eye on as we go forward. in the upcoming year, just to make sure we don't lose too much ground of what we gained. I have a sneaking suspicion it'll end up being better than what we're anticipating, because we always anticipate revenues conservatively, and, you know, we always undershoot on revenue and overshoot on expenses, so hopefully at the end of the year, it ends up being a better change. We'll see, but I wanted to flag it since I was flagging the other ones. The final one that I kind of wanted to talk about is the police fund right now. So going into this fiscal year, or going into the proposed year, we are looking to have all of these sworn officer positions filled. That's what this budget is based off of, and maintaining the staffing, current staffing level we have within dispatch, and including the current contract with Lane County for the additional dispatching services. So when I say holding the line of where we're at today, that's what that means. Based on that budget, with that mindset, we're looking at potentially an anticipated about a $485,000 swing in fund balance. Police department still will be a positive fund balance at the end of the day, so I'm not as concerned just yet. But it's that time where I would be asking staff to start work with the committee and the council to look at options. What do we need to do as a course correction, whether it's working on expenditures, whether it's increasing revenue, whatever that case may be. We have, quite honestly, probably about a year to come up with an idea of what we want to do going forward, 18 months to get something implemented if we need to make a course correction one way or the other. We could probably limp that out a little farther if need be with some looks of some internal stuff that we're still talking about that will show up during budget time if those where we end up going. Overall, I'm happier where we're at now on it versus the first couple of drafts I saw on some of these. So we're going in the right direction. We're getting things tuned in. I know Chief has some priorities we'll still need to figure out that I feel that are very responsible priorities, things that need to be talked about, that I have a lot of faith that the committee will work its way through and come with some recommendations to budget committee, to look at, kind of like we did last year. But the big thing is I just wanted to flag numbers here. Like I said, I'm not asking the council to do anything tonight. I'm not recommending that we do anything that's knee-jerk. What I'm saying is I'm raising the flag saying we've got a year to figure something out on some of these. Mm-hmm. And that's really, hopefully the takeaway from this tonight is we've got some work to do. We've got some time. We've got some work to do. The goalposts are pretty clearly defined, I think. Going forward, we'll fine-tune them, but it's there. And I don't see anything that's like, oh my gosh, insurmountable, but it just depends on how we want to look at it, how we want to tackle it. If that makes sense. So I'm happy to answer questions. If there's questions people have, I'm more than happy to take my best shot at it. And if not, I brought my subject matter experts with me.
Did you want to take it by department, or how did
any? However the council would like to walk through it, I'm more than happy.
Okay. Counselors, questions for Administrator Cano? I guess whichever department you would like this question about or comment about. Counselor Thomas.
I'm curious to why you feel like the court and the police department, like they're going down. Is that based on the moratorium also? How are you coming to that figure? Where's that money coming from?
So basically what I'm doing on all of these, I look at how much money we're saying we're going to start the year with and what we anticipate what we're going to end the year with. Mm-hmm. If we are going to end the year with less than what we start, that's going down in my lexicon. That's what I'm looking at. Is it impacted by the moratorium? To some degree, because we can't bank on having a 10% or 8% growth in property taxes. So, but that's based on the numbers that between our finance department and our departments that have been given to the budget, me as budget officer, to come to the draft budgets that are attached here. That's what I base my numbers off of, because the draft budget's attached. Did I answer your question?
Please. pretty much. So if we had more speed traps, I'm kidding, then set up, would we make more money for the city? What is our percentage off of it?
Not much.
Off of a traffic here, it's really small.
Really small, thanks.
The state gets most of it, don't they? In anything, any of them? Yeah.
And I was just kidding about the speed traps.
Other questions?
I have a few, but. So let's talk about the court for just a minute.
Sure.
And I agree with you. I actually studied the expenditure report because for me, that's better information than the projected balances right now. So if we look at court, which is on page 9 of this report, if you have it, we see that I looked at the proposed budget, the adopted budget, and then, of course, this, and I just make sure they match. So when we look at the beginning fund balance, it was projected to be $70,800. But right now, it shows a deficit of $20,440. Parentheses were always bad when I took accounting, but it's been a long time ago. So feel free to step in here.
Parentheses are still bad. Nope, they're still bad.
I mean, it's the only one like this. How do we have a beginning fund balance of 17.8, but we go to a negative number? What takes place?
So the 17.8 was what was adopted. It was based on staff at the time, what they thought it would end at the previous year. And so that's what went through the budget process this time of year. But when the year actually ended, it was ended up missing that mark and being negative. And still staying negative. Court has been a tough one because it's that's bit us a couple of times that way, where we thought we would get back into the positive and it didn't end up. Yeah. Quite frankly, probably because people were overestimating what we would receive in fines.
That's probably explanation, right? Or there was less activity going into the court. I don't know which, but do we use a collector for outstanding fees through the court?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I had a couple more, but I don't want to.
Didn't we also this past year put extra tax money into court to help our balance, didn't we? Or was that the previous year? Okay. I just want to make sure we did what we could.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was 23-24.
Okay. 23-24, right.
Mm-hmm. It was like
$175,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, page 24, I was going to look at the police report. And I'm with you. I went all through this. I didn't have any big red flags that popped up. I can see where you're looking at some things, especially with building and also with general revenue, because that's down. Not general fund. General fund is looking good, but general revenue is down, and everybody kind of siphons off of that. But I really didn't see anything that I thought was something that we needed to react to right now. So I was kind of relieved to hear you say that tonight. So I'm with you. One of the things I just wanted to touch upon, so various accounts, building, the building account, the police account, community center, all of those, we have, and this was long before you came here, Jason, mm-hmm. So rest easy right now, but we have a line item throughout the various departments. It's called administrative charges. So for the police department, that's $465,800 this current year, going up for next.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
So that is the cost for administration and finance. The two departments back in the day used to be, when we had to split the general fund, the property taxes, they were two that were part of the number is nowadays, that a few years back ended up being changed, trying to make things make sense when it comes out of my mouth. But basically, that's the cost for administration and finance, are those two departments come into that administrative charge that's split out amongst all the different departments.
Yeah, and that, honestly, long before you came here, they were doing that. But one of the things that, personally, I think it's time to remove those from the various departments and put them back into their own. Because then it's a clearer picture of what's going on. And it also affects the amount of cash carryover each of those departments would have to have, or ending fund balance, you call them now. So, I mean, do you see any hurdles with that?
The problem, going back to the time period when they weren't, is, quite frankly, is they weren't, they were never transparent.
Right.
It was not transparent. The whole purpose behind making it as that line was to make it transparent. This is what each department is having to pay instead of being blended in to the police payroll, the public works payroll, just blended in those costs, personnel costs. That by pulling those out, putting that on that single line, it makes it, here it is, here's what that cost is. It's not blended, it's not hidden in wherever else. This way, if that cash carryover, however you phrase that to begin with, that policy could be adjusted to remove those numbers out if that's a concern. But bottom line, that by making that expense, that overhead line, now you have that where you're seeing what those costs are for each department based on, for admin is based on the number of FTEs, internal services, it's the IT is based on the number of computers. Finance, that one I'd have to look up. I don't remember that one off the top of my head. But it's the intent behind that is to make it, actually make it transparent.
Yeah, like I said, long before you came here, they started doing this. But I have never seen a resolution or anything that says how it's going to be broken out and charged to the various departments.
It's in the budget every year.
Well, it's in the budget. The amount is here.
No, I mean, the worksheet's part of the budget every year.
As far as, like, how many hours you plan on committing to the police department? See, I'm looking for the actual breakout.
Yeah, and I can provide that sheet, how we break it out. It's not based on how many hours I think I'm going to anticipate that I'm going to work in the police department or I'm going to work in public works. That became arbitrary and was taken advantage of by previous administration.
Right,
and that's why we went away from that and went to a straight FTE count. So if you, however many FTEs you have, that's basically every FTE has a cost per body that gets billed out to the department for all the administration costs, which is my time, Kitty's time, the M&S for that, Terry's time. I think HR too is now considered part of administration.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a worksheet that can show all of that, and I'm more than happy to walk people through that. But that's in the
not to belabor this, but why would it be a negative to just put them back in their own departments?
For me, if you go back to putting them back in their own departments, you're going to rework all the percentages, but you're going to have someone again that it leads it back open to someone who would sit in this chair, not me, because I bought it when I sat in that chair, that can allocate their own expenses however they see fit within that bit where I can recall years where sewer was paying 80% of the city administrator's cost. And there's no way in hell that was ever justified. So just putting them back on their own departments, you're going to undo that and give future people the ability to take advantage of the system once again and still create artificial overhead for your other departments. It's just putting it back by itself, I'm not comfortable with it. Now, if you did that, and there would have to be other safeguards in place for it for me to feel comfortable with it, too, so it can't be taken advantage of in the future. It would, and it's not impossible. It's something that could be done, but just to say, let's go back to the way it was. You, the council, you can do whatever you want. Let me say that. But to ask me if I would be comfortable with that, I can't say that I could get behind supporting that.
It wouldn't really change anything. It'd just move that line up into my payroll.
Yeah, that's right.
So, and it would do the same to the police department.
I'd end up with the same ending fund balance that I have today.
Well,
but it wouldn't be as apparent.
Not necessarily, because and I'll stop this conversation in a minute, but if we have a department, it's called administration, mm-hmm. and everything Jason is in administration, then it really doesn't affect yours.
Yeah, because I pay for administration wage. It's going to come out of my sewer budget no matter what. Whether you see it that way or if it's in my payroll, it's going to come out. It has to.
That's true, and that's based on the FTEs. Yeah.
Because what was happening in the past is, I'm in that administration. In the past, that wasn't the case. It's what it ends up happening is that expense got put into Gary, into water, into sewer, into streets, into wherever the administrator at the time felt was flush, they would move themselves to that.
Yeah.
That's what was happening.
I'm familiar with the history a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I do remember there was quite a to-do and they worked really hard to do it this way, to put it so then it was transparent right there, and but yeah, it got pretty hinky.
So I'll be happy to.
That's all I
need.
I tried to call you today because I figured you'd have one. So
yeah, we've got a sheet to show this involved, that including internal services.
Yeah, so I didn't have any big red flags either about the budget right now. I heard you say that, so I think we're on the same page.
Counselors, any other comments or questions? I think we also need to call out the great job that our departments are doing that are on this list, but keeping their expenses in control this year. And because at your first glance, you might think, well, gee, but they've taken, and if they didn't have, you know, they kept their wages maybe less. And so that A and B comes out C instead of D. And I think that's been in all of these departments. I guess I have one question about building. Are you working with trying to look at other jurisdictions?
That's one of the reasons I had you guys sign that next IGA for different counties.
Yes.
Benton County's already called us and kind of poked us about maybe doing plan review for them. So that was one of the reasons I wanted to bring that, because it opens that door up to a little more revenue possibly. Mm-hmm. So you know, we'll continue to look for other entities that want to go into an IGA with us, you know. May swing back around and give Coburg another poke now that their administrator that dropped us left. But I wanted to give that a little time to that. So there's some history there that I didn't want to bring up very quickly. So
okay.
I just wanted to go away, and then now that the current building official I have lives in Coburg, maybe we can open that door again. So yeah. There has been talks off and on with Monroe, but they were in a different county, so that was a little weird for a while. But now that we have Harrisburg, that could be an opening to at least to help them do building inspections there or plan review. So it's kind of up in the air, but I was glad to see as soon as we signed that, somebody reached out to us.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was a positive sign.
That's a good thing.
Yep. And I will tell you, I was very, very conservative with this. Like, I didn't figure in anything for Harrisburg. I only figured the 20 FTEs that we have, or the 20 EDUs that we have. So I'm anticipating coming out better than what I'm proposing, but I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm. So. I do have a stupid question about court. I thought about this. I was worked on this and looked at it for days. Is there any way that in the smaller cities around us that could combine court here in Junction City? I mean, I don't know if that's feasible.
The last time we looked at that was with Harrisburg, and it became a charter issue.
Oh.
And I have to go back to refresh my memory on that, but there were some issues with that. But yeah, it depends. If we can stay within Blaine County, may not be a charter issue. I don't know.
I thought about that, trying to figure out what anybody could do that would help court. And I don't know. That was the only thing my pea brain could come up with. If, like Gary's doing, maybe combine court might help out the smaller cities, pay Junction X amount of dollars to do the court thing.
Definitely worth looking at to see if we can figure a way around it, for sure, if there's an interest.
So I have a question.
Sure.
The city hasn't received all of the tax, all the money yet. We haven't got all of our taxes in yet. Do we know where we're at with that?
We're above for all intents and purposes, we're not going to get any. We don't feel like we're going to get much of anything more at this point. It's going to be pretty minimal going forward. And I believe we're at 109% of where we thought we'd be. We're like 8 or 9% above where we thought we'd be, which is part of why we're anticipating like some of our departments ending at a higher fund balance.
I I wrote a lot of notes, but now I gotta be able to read my notes and remember what I wrote them about. I think the other thing I was gonna ask about, so you said you're gonna be able to break down all the FTE for the administrative. Is that what you...
What I believe Councilor Hancock asked for was how the administrative fees get allocated out to the departments. And I have a worksheet that shows how that allocation is based on admin, it's based off of FTE count, and FTE count of the departments and finance, it's a little bit different. I'm not going to try to quote that off the top of my head, but it shows that, including what the parameters that you use for that breakout.
Okay, when can I be able to get a copy of that? I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I can be happy to mail that out to the council.
If everybody else wants it, I want it, but...
Yeah. Good information.
So we can continue with where we're at now, filling the rest of the positions for the police department, filling the rest of the positions we have open for dispatch?
No.
That's my next question.
No. Yep. If you go back from what I said, it was all of the sworn officer position and what we currently have in dispatch today, the three FTEs that we have in dispatch. That's what this the proposed budget is based on.
So nothing will change right now for dispatch?
Correct. Now, the reason why not is, for all intents and purposes, every body you add in dispatch, that's $150,000 more, for all intents and purposes, at the end of the day. If you add two more, that's another $300,000. So that's going to take that $485,000 and make it $785,000. And that will drive the fund absolutely negative at that point in time if you try to fully fund dispatch whole positions. Based on what we're seeing for the proposed, as of the third draft. We're saying we're gonna start with 700 plus thousand, we're gonna drop by almost 500,000, so we have a couple hundred thousand left in the bank at the end of the year. Everything, you know, if Mark spends every penny, that's where we're gonna end up based off of where we're anticipating, but the revenue comes in just exactly where we think it will be, that's what that's gonna be. And that's what I'm saying. It gives us a year to figure out what we want to do long term. That's what we've done. That's where all of that comes to progress.
And is it expensive for the dispatchers? Seems like they've had a hard time getting dispatchers. They never quite make it through. So is that expensive? I guess I should ask you. That would be...
What we got to keep in mind is, like, so I said that $150,000 cost for a dispatcher. What we've got to look at is, it's not just a salary. That's not salary. That's salary plus retirement plus benefits, your medical benefits, and that your basically your retirement and your medical benefits pretty much is pretty much anymore almost equal to whatever you're paying someone. So, you know, it effectively doubles that cost. So that 150, roughly 75 is part of actual payroll. The other 75 is for your benefits cost per person.
Okay, what is the cost just to get one through? Say you come in, you hire somebody, and they've got to go through the process and a background and that stuff. How much is each one of those?
So just to get through that, to get someone through background, we spend probably, what, a couple thousand?
Probably $1,500 for the background, probably $600 to $800 for the psych. Then you have a medical that goes with it, which is, I don't know, $300-$400 probably for the medical. To be honest, we haven't put somebody through a dispatch academy. I don't know what the fees are and so anything associated with that.
It's too bad we didn't have our jail. That would be helpful at this point. Sorry.
I just My main thing is, I don't want to touch patrol. I want to make sure you get the officers. That's my main. It's like, don't be screwing without. That's me. But it's like, don't. We're not going to play that game again.
And part of what pushes the budget in our where we're going in the proposed year versus, like, say, this year, is we had vacancies. We only, two of the patrol positions were only budgeted for 6 months because we knew it would take time to fill them. So they were only budgeted for half a year. Well, in this upcoming year, those spots were filled, so they're budgeted for the full year. So that's an additional cost that, compared to this year, wasn't there. So it's just those things. You just add those things plus just the normal percentage increase in your cost of benefits and payroll. Just all of those things add up to where it's a little bit bigger gap than I want to see right now. It's, except for another year, maybe two, we're fine. You know, so we got some time to talk about things, look at things, figure out what's the right solution for Junction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and like I say, Lane County, thank God we've got that to take over for dispatch. I know you guys aren't happy with it, but it is what it is. And you can't even find people that will qualify to be dispatchers at this point. And I know that Junction's not alone in that. But, like I say, that my main thing is...
Well, I'm glad that Junction is going with quality rather than the quantity.
Right.
So that's...
Very good point. Thank you. Councilor Washburn, did you have anything?
I'm just making notes to myself.
Okay. Councilor Davidson?
No.
Okay. While you're checking your notes, I just want to say thanks again for bringing all this to our attention and asking for the meeting tonight, because as we all know, when we get in the heart of things in April, you got it coming from you all directions. One thing's positive, we'll have more, will be another quarter, almost two-thirds, three-fourths through the year, we'll have pretty good numbers. And but we'll have new members on the committee, and it'll be a challenge, but we'll get through it.
From staff's perspective, what we're looking at, it's a council-level decision, council-level discussion. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the budget committee will have great ideas, but from staff standpoint, we wanted to make sure we were bringing it to the appropriate spot.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm grateful because I want everything out on the table. I don't want anybody, I don't want pussyfooting around this. I mean, if cuts have to be made in another year or two, we need to be adult about this and figure out what's the best way to do it. And we can't do it if we're pussyfooting around it. And that's kind of what's gone on for the last little bit. And I just want it all out on the table, and I want talking about it. I don't want...
We're probably pretty close to time to looking at a citywide reorganization. It's been a number of years, and probably we're getting to that time where there's just enough things that we need to... throw it all on the table.
Yep.
I mean, I may mention police department, or I may mention the building department, but those need to be looked at. But that's, I don't want to get tunnel fixated either, target fixation on that, because we've got a number of things happening over the next several years that I think there's some natural opportunities that the city can take advantage of to help course correct itself without having to cause pain.
Yeah.
But it's just stepping back and looking at that bigger picture.
Yep.
So for me, this is that. Let's open the door so we can take a look at that bigger picture. It,
again, yeah. It, that's what we're here for. That's what the council is here for, to talk about this. And I think this is great. I really do.
And part of making it easier for everybody, because my end goal is make this easier for everybody, if that's taking a look at how we internally divvy things up, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as everyone knows what the goalposts are and where the red flags are, that's great. You know, but I don't think it's going to be up to any one department to fix everything. It's got to be a team approach.
Yep.
I really appreciate you saying that, Jason, because the general fund covers more than just police and dispatch. And so if there's an issue, it's bigger than just the police department. And I mean, I looked at the expenditures and, you know, the, I think the parks was at 72% of personnel and the pool, you know, and so they're running high in a 58% month. And so if there is a problem, it's one that has to encompass looking at the entire system and not just a department. Mm-hmm. Having been the recipient of that in the past, and I know what that feels like. So thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm.
I do have one more question. So is Junction City not dispatching for the Union Pacific anymore?
Keep in mind, don't get fixated on these numbers. This is still a very rough draft. So
when I see nothing there, I get a little worried.
But at this point, please don't fixate on these budget worksheets. They will change before you see them again. This is, to say this is a rough draft would be a disservice to a rough draft. They are really meant to be illustrative at this point, not meant to start going through, well, why does this, that. What you'll see at public safety won't look like this. Because there's always refinements. We'll probably have two more drafts before the 8th committee.
Okay.
Because what I'm actually trying to say is that's probably someone just did put something in a column just yet.
Okay.
I can answer what happened to that.
There you go. That's why I brought Mark along.
We haven't communicated with them because they don't ever use our radio. So when we went to a 12-hour dispatching center, we need to still reach out and communicate to them because they may have expectations that we're still dispatching 24 hours a day. So I haven't reached out to them. And predicting ahead of time that as soon as they realize that, as soon as I have that conversation with them, they have the option of going to Lake County or someplace else because they may need 24-hour dispatch. And so I took that out thinking if we're going forward with just our three dispatchers, we're going to continue mm-hmm. with the Lake County contract. I'm predicting that they will not stay with us. It's like $900, $1,200 a year, something like that.
Not much. When was the last time we did actually dispatch and talk to somebody?
When I was in dispatch, like 6-7 years ago.
Okay.
And I've talked to a captain when I first became chief for them, and they said this is a placeholder for them. So someday they were hoping that their staffing change would change, and they would be able to, and so they figured it was cheaper for them to just to keep paying us and eventually someday, you know, and never use us. And it does, you know, it's just not the.
I know there was some bridges burned.
What was that?
I know there was some bridges burned.
Oh, I have. I did. I don't think this captain knew about that. That wasn't the part. It's their lack of agents or officers on the railroad is the reason that they don't use us.
But I'm hoping that if they are willing to keep this as a placeholder, that maybe that can be rekindled, I guess.
I need to figure out who to talk to now. I don't know if the captain is still there. I haven't got that conversation done yet to figure out what they're going to do. I just was predicting because, you know, there's just some things that have been put in the budget as like the Oak Ridge contract, for example, mm-hmm. would never materialize, but then we didn't pay for the extra dispatcher, but we also didn't receive the money. So just make it more transparent if I could predict that it's going to be there, then it should be there. It wasn't that big a deal, and I do have to contact them, figure out what they want to do moving forward.
And how much did you say they pay?
$1,200
Yes, I remember. It's not that big a number.
So it's not.
It can
make
all
or break.
It all adds up
yeah. For sure.
Yeah, but it's
yeah.
not that big in the whole picture.
In the big picture. Yes.
But in thinking about it, I didn't want them to pick up the radio at 2:00 in the morning, thinking that they're going to get us.
True.
But they're still our radios would still, as long as their radios that they pick up is programmed correctly, they would still get Lake County with all the night. So that they would not be served. It's just that.
Did you come up with any questions, or you okay?
No,
okay. Anything else from anybody up here? Since we actually do have some people in the audience, is there any comments or questions that you might have for us tonight? I want to say thank you for being here, but...
Yes. Good to see you here, all of you, for sure.
Okay. Anything else?
Okay. You got the log up from there?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, though. Okay, so at 7:21, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Thanks, everybody.
Recording stopped.